Greetings from Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, where we provide personal and business loan finance solutions. This week on our weekly finance news wrap, we're delving into some important happenings in the Australian industry. Now, let's dig into the stories that have been unfolding. First up, Westpac, one of our banking giants, is under fire yet again. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission, simply known as ASIC, has its eyes trained on Westpac for allegations of misconduct at its RAMS Home Loans subsidiary. The charges include the use of fraudulent documents for loan approvals, a pattern disturbingly similar to Westpac's 2018 scandal. With potential fines exceeding a whopping $100 million, this situation underscores ongoing issues within the company, battering public trust in our financial institutions. With this case, ASICs might tread towards stricter regulations for our industry, and for Westpac, a massive reputation repair job is on the cards. Moving right along, let's talk about how Australians are handling their dollars. Even with economic stimuli, Aussies are still judicious with their spending. In April, household expenditure saw a timid 0.1% uptick. An interesting dichotomy here. While recreation and hospitality witnessed a 2.2% spike, clothing and footwear took a 3.5% dip. In spite of household consumption inflating by 3.7% year on year, it essentially plateaued once we adjust for population growth. Economists are viewing this consumer behavior as a reflection of cautiousness in the face of global uncertainties and rather lukewarm responses to economic incentives. Switching gears, we have the case of the Star Casino, which is grappling with potential penalties over misdemeanors of anti-money laundering laws brought forth by USTRAC. With allegations of facilitating risky financial activities and enabling anonymous cash transactions, this case flags major compliance failures and further sullies Australia's financial safeguards. USTRAC is seeking $400 million in fines. The Star, however, claims their pockets can only bear $100 million, reflecting financial hardship despite recent investment. Lastly, ASIC is not letting down its guard, increasing supervision of the burgeoning private credit market. The focus is on retail distribution to nip potential risks in the bud. Aligning with international oversight principles, ASIC aims to shield retail investors from unsuitable, high-risk products. While stakeholders like Superconsumers Australia back this much-needed scrutiny, they also caution against regulatory replication. That brings us to the end of this week's financial news wrap. Remember, if you want to learn more about us and the services we provide, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. For Financial Services Online, I'm Paige Estrotori. Stay informed and keep an eye on your wallet.